Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
All right, is everybody recording?
Yeah, man, I'm recording.
Yeah. All your user-friendly apples are ready to go. Everybody finished taking 15 minutes to update and change USB ports and do whatever the fuck voodoo you had to do to get this shit to work?
Yep.
Because I pressed on. That's how I did it. But you know PCs, they're so notoriously buggy.
What about all the times, like, you're like...
Did Andy fuck up again?
Probably. That's what Andy does.
What the fuck, man? Jesus Christ, you people suck.
I like how you blame us for the shit the computer does. Like, I was like, all right, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up and my computer is not going to work right. It'll be fun. A little adventure for me. I won't know when it's going to happen, but at some point, my computer's just going to fuck up. It's like a little time bomb. I'm like, oh, shit, look, it's fucking up. Huzzah!
Are you trying to convince me you didn't do that?
Yeah.
Well, good luck, sir.
It's because you're a shitmonger.
I'm a monger of shit.
Yeah, there's like shit out there, and you're like, whoa, 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 whoa. I need to mong it.
Is there any chance that Andy is this working again?
There we go. Yes. Man, that is a half hour of my life that I really could use getting back, because I got shit to do this evening before I leave town for 3.5 days.
Well, you're not getting it back, so let's go on.
Yep.
Well, we'll keep it brief. Let's go.
All right.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about J.J. Abrams taking the reins of Star Wars, and we review some movies like Looper, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, and The Rise of the Guardians. And when you hear this sound...
You said people gonna die?
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, I'm Tim the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah the A in Tancast, good night.
We're going fast, because Andy's got shit to do.
Never trust the Apple product. Goodbye.
You're doing it, but after waiting a half hour.
Today, I hate OS 10.8 Mountain Lion.
That would be awesome if we literally ended the show right now.
Oh. Good night, fucktards.
Suck my dick, good night.
Shall we go into 10 laughs?
Yes.
Yes.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's time for 10 laughs, send us your 10 laughs, we'll read them on the show. Alright. This one is from Jonathan, who was fucking 10 laughing up a storm this week.
Good lord.
I wrote him and told him so. I said, you are fucking doing it. this is my favorite, because I believe something went wrong with his forwarding technique that he used for this particular one, because his joke starts out, more sharing services share on email, share on Facebook, share on Twitter, share on favorites. A young associate was romantically ambushed. It's funny to me. Hold on. All right. You guys, dead inside.
So dead.
A young associate was romantically ambushed in a darkened room of a law firm. After months of social isolation that comes from 80-hour work weeks, the associate was happy to reciprocate. However, when asked by a friend to identify the lover, the associate was puzzled. All I know for sure is it was a partner. I had to do all the work.
I thought that was part of the joke for a second. Like, when I first read it, I was like, what is going on? I don't understand.
I was like, what's happening? My head exploded. No, okay, it didn't explode. That was a lie. Please read a joke.
Sorry, I had one and I thought it was new, and then I realized, nope.
Let's just sit here silently for a while.
Yes.
Reflect on things.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
All right, you want to go, Andy, or should I go?
If you're ready to go, go ahead.
All right. Hello, Jonathan, you again. A farmer walked into a bar. saw the local tractor salesman sitting there, head hung low, obviously upset, drowning his sorrows in his beer. "What's up, John?" asked the farmer. "Gosh, Bob, I'll tell you what. If I don't sell a tractor soon, I'm going to have to close my shop." "Now, John, things could be worse," said Bob. "How do you figure?" asked John. "Well, John, you know my ornery cow, Bessie? I went to milk her this morning, and she just kept flicking her tail in my face. So I grabbed a piece of rope and tied it up to the rafter. Then the nasty thing went and kicked the bucket away, so I tied her leg to the wall. Then she kicked my stool away, right out from underneath me. But I was out of rope, so I took my belt off and used it to tie her other leg to the other side of the stall. Well, wouldn't you know, my damn pants fell down. And, John, if you convince my wife that I was there to milk that cow, I've got a tractor for you today."
When I read that one, I was like, was he actually there to milk the cow? Or is he even trying to sell this story to his buddy?
You're, like, really getting deep into the joke, Tim.
I want to know, what is the truth? What is the truth in this art?
Listen, you're going to hear about this from my wife anyway, so let me tell you the truth first.
Maybe he's trying to poison the jury.
Yeah. All right. Well, I got a tan laugh. I'm pretty sure we haven't read it. It's from our old friend Bob, or Indiana Bob, as he signs it off. A construction worker on the fifth floor of a building needed a handsaw, so he spots another worker on the ground and yells down to him, but the other guy can't hear him. So the worker on the fifth floor tries sign language. He points to his eye, meaning I, points to his knee, meaning need, and then moves his hand back and forth in a handsaw motion. The man on the ground nods his head, pulls down his pants, whips out his cock, and starts masturbating. The guy on the fifth floor gets pissed off, runs down to the ground floor, and yells, "What the fuck is your problem? I said I need a handsaw!" The other guy says, "I know, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm coming."
Good times.
Good times indeed.
Dirty. All right, maybe you guys can help me.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think of, I think it was a movie or it was a TV show, and I don't know why, but I thought of it, and I can't remember what it was, and it's bothering me. All I remember from the scene of the movie is when the main character looks like he dies, and then there's a lawyer talking to this young kid, kind of setting up his, like, estate. And he leaves him a letter that he has to do this specific thing at a specific time at this tomb in order for them to defeat a bad guy, I think. That sound familiar at all?
Did you ever see John Carter?
Yes, that's what it is, Andy. I mean, Tim, thank you.
Tim is the best. He's a fucking awesome dude.
Yes.
That's a Tim Smith Carol.
It was driving me crazy. I was like, what movie was that?
It's a bit of a spoiler if you haven't seen John Carter.
He is so damn great and so badass that I think I almost pooed.
Wow, I thought that description might have been kind of terrible, and like you guys were like, "What the fuck are you talking about, Noah?" That thing does exist. Whatever you're talking about.
Well, you know, you've done those before. There was a guy, and he was upset, and there was a girl there. You know that movie?
Yeah, like he had this face, but it wasn't a sad face. It was like kind of a, not like a mad face, but I don't know. Maybe it was sad.
There are people in it. A car drove by.
Oh, and there was that one dude who was in the other movie, but you couldn't see him because he was facing away from the camera.
So we watched Looper last night.
And how was it?
I don't know why I got the impression that was going to be a way more fun movie than it was. There was nothing fun about that movie at all.
Oh, don't you remember that one scene where they had some fun?
No, I don't remember one single scene where anybody was having fun.
That was that scene like at the beginning where they had the fancy car. That was kind of fun.
That show was just soul-crushingly depressing.
You think that was soul-crushingly depressing? Don't watch Dear Zachary.
What's Dear Zachary?
It's a documentary that's depressing. Basically, the gist of it is this guy wanted to make a movie for his son, for his friend's son, that was killed by the kid's mother.
Oh, I've seen bits of it. Wait, wasn't this in Cinequest or something?
They were talking about it on Doug Loves Movies recently.
Oh, I haven't heard the most recent one yet.
Not the most recent one, though.
Oh.
It was just like, last maybe like, I would say within the last like week or two, they had mentioned it. And I was like, oh yeah, that was on my list of things to see. I think I'll watch it now because I got mentioned it. Yeah, it's especially if you have
a
kid.
Did the mother kill the kid or kill the dad?
Well, you only first know that the mother killed the kid. Killed the dad. And then as the movie goes, other things start to develop. So, like, in the process of making the movie, like, there's other developments.
Okay.
But, oh, yeah, it's just, and the way he edits is pretty good. Like, it's all done, like, all the interviews are done at once, I think. But he edits in such a way that, you know, people aren't revealing what's coming next.
Somehow I've seen parts of this.
You might have.
I don't know how, though.
I don't know. It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Maybe it was at the end of John Carter.
It's a mystery wrapped in an enigma. So what do you think about Looper in general?
It was all right. Like I said, I was hoping for a more fun time travel. I thought it was going to be more of a time travel, almost like person buddy comedy type thing. And it wasn't that at all.
I don't know why you thought it was going to be a comedy.
Not buddy comedy. But you know what I mean? Like it acted like, you know, I'm too old for this shit. Well, I'm too young for this shit. We're the same guy. Antics.
Oh, there were some antics.
I'd heard enough about what the what the setup was that I was like, oh, this isn't going to turn out well for either of them.
I didn't know it was going to turn out that way, like how it turned out in the movie. No, I was like, oh.
I was going to say, don't spoil the end, because I haven't seen it and want to. Thank you.
Why not? You're just going to spoil it for yourself 3 minutes into it.
Fair enough.
Well, there you go.
There I went. So I guess if I had, I don't know how to go back and adjust my expectations for what the movie ended up being. Because, yeah, I was like, this sucks.
Well, I guess maybe I thought it was better than you did because I didn't think it was going to be like a buddy comedy. It seemed like it was going to be kind of a serious movie. Like,
I guess like an action movie, like, you know, I didn't think it was going to be.
It was kind of action-y.
Yeah, but like a Die Hard action movie as opposed to a
so more lighthearted action movie.
I guess, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I liked it, and I guess maybe for whatever reason I had different expectation than you did. Like, I was like, all right, this is gonna be interesting. I mean, yeah, I don't know if I thought it was gonna be as harsh as it was, but.
Yeah, it was fucking harsh. And I don't understand. I feel like the rules of time travel don't really make internal sense.
Well, yeah, I think they broke it down and like some people said like why don't they just do this instead of going for all this work, like to kill. I mean, like that's not really a spoiler. Like, you know, basically the premise is they send back people from the future to be killed in the past. Because they can track people in the future.
Which, spoiler alert, they show them killing someone in the future and just killing them in the future.
Well, you're not talking
about like,
the people
like,
that...
They just killed that person in the future? Why don't they just kill all the people in the future like that? They just fucking killed that person right there in the future. They're dead.
Was that person Ginger?
No.
Well, because they don't have souls, so...
I don't think it was a soul issue. I think it was discovering the body for some reason.
Oh.
So this is a semi-spoiler, but not a big spoiler. There's one cool effect where someone from the future was in the past, and they were torturing his current self, you know, in the present. And as they were doing things to him, like, he started, like, losing body parts.
Oh.
And that was like a pretty, I thought it was a pretty cool, I'm like, holy shit, that's fucked up.
And then I thought, well then, if he's losing those body parts, how would he have done anything in the future?
Yeah, if you think about it too hard, you're like, eh. I mean, like, yeah.
And then, they literally have a scene where Bruce Willis essentially gets angry at Joseph Gordon-Levitt for even asking those questions. He's like, don't fucking worry about it. I'm like, he might as well be looking right at camera.
Hey, don't you fucking worry about what I'm doing, what's happening.
Austin, I think you shouldn't worry about it. And that goes for all of you, too.
Yep, it was totally that scene, but just angrier.
Bruce Willis is a dick.
That's the other thing. He's not a character you want to root for. I mean, from the very beginning, he's working for a criminal organization killing people.
I think at first he was kind of sympathetic.
What?
Very beginning, like when he kind of like cleaned up his life.
What?
He had cleaned up his life when he met that girl.
That's not the very beginning.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like the... he was talking about, oh,
that's like a,
are you talking about,
that's like a half hour into the movie.
Are you talking about Joseph Gordon's?
I'm talking about his character.
Okay.
So both Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Bruce Willis.
Sorry. When you were saying Bruce Willis, I thought you meant, like, the later version.
Ah. All right, well, we'll stop spoiling. I can feel Andy squirming in his seat. Like, I know you guys are about to say fucking something.
We should just say it. Like, fuck you, Andy.
It cuts the credits before the top is done spinning.
All right, we'll move on. I saw Abraham Lincoln.
That was a funny joke.
What did you say?
I said it cuts the credits before the top is done spinning.
Oh.
I should have said it turned out Bruce Willis was dead the whole time. That would have been so much fucking funnier.
You said it just now.
You can fix it.
It's not the same. I just said it first.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
So anyway, Noah, what did you see?
Oh, I saw Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
And how was that? Because I've heard it's shit.
Did Daniel Day-Lewis deserve the Golden Globe for that?
They got a Golden Globe?
The whole
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Lincoln.
Oh. Ha-ha. I thought it would be pretty amusing, though, if someone edited them together, because Vampire Hunter takes, like, you know, there's some scenes before, like, he's president, and kind of scenes while he's president. I'm like, someone should totally take these movies and mash them together.
I can't believe no one has even thought to try that.
Maybe they have, and I just haven't looked for it. I didn't look for it, so, to be fair, so maybe someone has done it. I thought it was pretty good. Like, for what it was, like, it was a pretty entertaining movie. Like, if you just go in expecting Abraham Lincoln to kill vampires, that is exactly what you're going to get.
We almost got that instead of Looper. We almost got Men in Black 3, too. I feel like either would have been a better choice.
Did you Redbox that shit?
We Redboxed that shit.
Oh, yeah. Redbox the shit out of it. Just all up in that Redbox. It's that time of the month. You're like, oh, I need to Redbox.
Have you seen Taken 2 yet, either of you?
No, it's on my queue to get sent to me next.
That's coming out for Redbox on the 13th of February.
I don't have high hopes for that one.
But I want to see it.
I definitely want to see it, but I just... Even the preview did not look as good.
See it.
All right.
Because he doesn't get to make the speech.
I just like it. You're going to get taken. I'm like, fuck, this is happening again. What the fuck? I hate you, Dad. You ruined my life, Dad.
Bad monster should go, very funny, Dad. You and your jokes.
Dad, you ruined my life. Killing people.
There's no way the same thing can happen to the same guy twice. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia.
How do you guys feel about that movie?
I think the fact that it's coming out in late January or early February or whenever it is speaks volumes.
It's coming out on Valentine's Day.
Well, that's a tiny window of potential okayness.
Ooh, do you know what else came out on Valentine's Day?
Hmm.
Ghost Rider. Want to know something else that came out on Valentine's Day?
What?
Daredevil.
Ooh. You know what I feel like Valentine's Day is? Valentine's Day is the scary movies that aren't scary enough to stand up against the shit that's going to come out in October, and action movies that aren't awesome enough to stand up against the shit that's going to come out after, or on or after, what is it, Labor Day? No. Memorial Day.
Right. And also dramas that ended up sucking.
Yes.
Basically, this is the era where people... I mean, this is the time of year where people just dump their crap. Look, we fucking made this shit.
Yep.
Just put it out there so we can release it on home video and make more money than if we just went straight to video.
I'm kind of excited about G.I. Joe. More excited than I was about the first one.
Now, that got moved, didn't it?
Yes, so it was all movies that got shifted. Oh, no, I don't know about Die Hard, but like, yeah, it got moved, and they said it was a bad sign. And I was like, it can't be good that it got moved.
Did it get moved earlier, like now, or did it move like to end of after the summer, but before?
Oh, it got moved after the summer. Like, it was supposed to come out last year.
Oh shit! Yes, that's not a good sign, Noah.
Well, that happened to Titanic.
Yeah, so I'm sure it's going to do just as good as Titanic.
I almost didn't get that sentence out with a straight voice.
Yeah, there's two reasons that happened to Titanic. One, James Cameron wanted more time with the movie. Two, it was supposed to come out opposite Harrison Ford, who Paramount was trying to woo to do another Indiana Jones movie. And so Harrison Ford said, "Get the fuck off my weekend."
And they said, you mentioned Mr. Ford?
And 10 short years later, he was back in the cowl and whip, and aren't we glad? Not cowl.
Aren't we?
Hat. Fedora.
Aren't we?
He should wear a cowl.
I would have, to disguise my face from being in that piece of shit movie. Speaking of George Lucas' spectacular failures, should we talk about the big news about JJ?
You said people are gonna die?
He's dynamite?
Yes. He is dynamite. Three separate words.
I don't care, but I would say it would be interesting.
It will.
And there'll be a big smoke monster.
Yes, to share with anybody who's not in on what the fuck we're talking about, J.J. Abrams is now apparently all but officially confirmed to be helming the Star Wars Episode 7.
I thought it was official. Oh,
it's official. Disney released a statement, Lucasfilm released a statement, and he released a statement.
Oh, well, the shit that I was reading on Friday was not yet official.
I want to say the official word didn't come out till very late Friday.
That could be it.
Whew, Star Trek fan. If you go to TrekMovie.com, Star Trek fans are unhappy.
You said people are going to die?
Really? Just because?
Why?
Here's why. They think that J.J. Abrams will now not return for the third Star Trek movie, and then Star Trek will go back into the limbo it was in before J.J.
Yes, because J.J. Abrams, A, hates Star Trek, and B, hates money.
Well, he won't have to. He would literally just be bouncing back and forth between the two franchises, and that's it.
Oh, that's true, because didn't they want to do one every 2 years or something like that for Star Wars?
I think it would be hilarious if he gets confused and starts co-mingling the characters.
Yeah. Wait, which one is this? This is the part where Kirk is going to force push that guy.
That would be fucking awesome. The Enterprise goes through another fucking red matter wormhole and ends up in the middle of the Death Star battle. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm on board. I already bought 2 tickets.
Don't tell me how to force choke people. It sickens me.
Do you think...
Andy's referencing outtakes from William Shatner voiceover section.
Do you think there would ever be a crossover?
No.
I doubt it, but I don't know why. Like, if King Kong could fight Godzilla, if Jason could meet Freddy, if Superman could share the comic pages with Spider-Man, if Alien could fight Predator, why can't these two franchises cross over once?
B-movie monster matinee, B-movie horror monster matinee, well, not matinee, but comic book characters owned by the same parent company, theoretically existing in the same universe. And what was the last one?
Spider-Man and Superman are not owned by the same company.
Oh, you're right. Spider-Man's Marvel.
Yeah, I know, dickface. That's why I threw that out there.
Ooh, dickface. That means your face looks like a dick.
Then there's the whole there was the whole crossover. Like, Marvel and DC have done several crossovers.
How about this? Right. Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny appeared on screen together in a major motion picture.
There you go.
You know, wait, so aren't you just arguing against yourself?
Me?
No, Andy.
Oh.
No, I was accepting Tim's point. I was like, yep, there you go. That is an excellent point.
Oh, okay. But you still
want the crossover. JJ is the man to make it happen.
He is. He is the one.
Hurry up before Harrison Ford is dead.
Yes,
or Shatner, or both.
But remember, he can't shoot first, JJ.
Sure he can. George Lucas is off the project. Han shot his wad first.
Oh, so do we know what the next movies are going to be about? Like, where they're going to take place in the continuity?
Yes. Leia is coming out of rehab, and...
Did you say Leia?
Leia, sorry.
What the fuck? You're kicked off the podcast.
I know.
Turn in your nerd card. I don't care how much Doctor Who you watch. That is abomination.
Abomination, sir.
I think the story is that they take place after Return of the Jedi, but we don't know how far after. But as far as I know, nothing official has been announced about anything about the movie, like settings, plot, characters.
Yeah, well, then again, it hasn't even been officially announced that Benedict Cumberbatch is playing Khan.
There's still some dispute to that, whether or not he is.
Oh, what do you have to say that, Andy?
I think. Okay, so the fact that they're rebooting the entire universe, and he's clearly superhuman in how he, I mean, you can just see in the trailers. He's faster, he's jumping higher, he's doing all sorts of other crazy shit that a regular human being shouldn't be able to do. But talking about coming home and saving his family and stuff like that, seems like he's the super soldier Khan Noonien Singh. It's an iconic character. It's a movie. It's a reboot of the universe.
Tim's skeptical.
Name another character from the original series, or in fact, any of the expanded universe in Star Trek that matches up with the shit that he's doing.
I don't know that I saw any superhuman shit he did, so... And there was the one dude, the original Captain of the Enterprise, April... What's his fuck?
Christopher Pike?
No, April fucking... I can't remember his last name. There was a captain before Pike.
Hmm.
You're making me Google this shit, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Googling it too.
Robert April. Fucking, okay, I did remember his last name. Didn't remember his first name.
And I'm getting the CV6 and CVN65. I should have been more specific.
I don't even know what that means.
CV6 would be the Enterprise from World War II era, and CVN-65 is the carrier nuclear. That's the modern.
I think you mean nuclear?
Yes, I think you're right.
Oh, shit, am I? I thought I was being funny.
You are being funny.
Oh, damn it.
So am I.
Don't doubt yourself.
We're all being funny. Okay, so this is all I got to say about J.J. Abrams doing Star Wars. Fuck, I always get Star Wars and Star Trek backwards in my head. I still can't do that right.
Someone goes, this is going to make it even more confusing for your parents.
Yeah. It's going to become even more confusing for my Star Wars, Star Trek... shit, I can't even remember the word for it now. Dyslexia.
Fanfic?
There we go.
Oh.
Yeah. I just hope that he doesn't do the same thing that he did in the Star Trek reboot, where like they just took all the filters off and put a bunch of bright lights around.
Oh, dear God, please don't make fun of the lens flares.
I've been complaining about the lens flares since the movie came out.
You and the world have been complaining about the lens flares. Like, nothing else happened in that movie except lens flares.
It was all lens flares all the time.
It was very distracting.
Star Trek lens flares. Spock, I need more lens flares. I just can't do it, Captain.
Spock, this bridge is clearly too bright. I can't see shit. Everywhere I look, little ghostly purple lights follow my eyes.
Yeah, you know what? It didn't bother me.
All right.
I don't know what to tell you.
Fair enough.
I was like, they should rename this movie Lens Flare.
You know what? Oh, shit. What was the movie I was just watching? Tintin. We watched Tintin with the kid last night. And I think it was Weta Digital that was doing all the characters. And they're not made to look human, so like that Uncanny Valley thing may have been a little bit pushed away. But it's definitely done to look like photorealistic. And like the skin looks good, and the eyes looked good, and like everything. Like the movement looked good. Like I think we're finally getting to about that point that... who's the guy that keeps fucking doing all the creepy 3D stuff? Is that Zemeckis?
Yeah.
I think we're almost to the point where technology has caught up with... what Zemeckis has been wanting to do for like a decade. So, I think J.J. Abrams, if he gets Weta Digital to bring that in, we can have Leia back in the metal bikini for the seventh one.
I just want to see her now in the metal bikini.
You need more metal.
And I want to see her doing a fan dance as an homage to Star Trek V.
Ah, yes.
All right.
Trek V, Revenge of Shatner's
Ego.
Yeah,
I don't know. I reserve judgment. I will see what they will do. I
just like the people who are like worried that this is gonna like, oh, he's gonna ruin it. Like, fuck, it's ruined. I don't know what you're talking about.
George Lucas
make it better.
Spent a decade taking a big fat shit all over the universe that he set up.
And like this, he's in almost the exact same position he was for Star Trek. Like, listen, no matter what I do, I probably can't do worse than the last guy.
Okay, so he directed Super 8, he directed Star Trek, he directed episode of The Office.
He directed Mission Impossible 3.
For some reason,
similar situation.
It's not listing him as directing Mission Impossible 3 for whatever reason on IMDb. That's odd.
That is odd.
Huh. Maybe I'm missing it. No? That's weird. Anyways, yeah, I enjoyed Mission Impossible 3. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's a, like, I mean, he's a decent director. I mean, he seems like more like an idea man, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Lost, like, I was just looking, it doesn't look like he actually, how many episodes, I mean, he produced a lot of episodes of Lost, but I don't know if he directed a lot of episodes of Lost.
I don't know if he directed any of
them. He started out as a writer, I believe. One of his first gigs was on Regarding Henry.
Uh-huh, that was a good movie.
Uh-huh. So he worked with Solo already.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an actor. Delivery yep. boy.
Ooh.
Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs. There's a Mission Impossible 5?
They're doing one?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
After the numbers that Ghost Protocol put up, which, I, as I recall, were pretty fucking decent.
Oh, because I remember 3 didn't do that well in the box office.
Oh, you know what? Brad Bird directed Mission Impossible.
4.
Yep.
Oh. All right.
He did Ghost Protocol. Which surprised the hell out of me. It's like, look at you, Pixar dude. Got real people up in front of you.
It didn't feel very funny.
I do, because you're like, ah, oh, I got you guys. It was Brad Bird. He directed Part 4. Ah. Yeah.
So. There you go.
Yeah, a fellow Pixar director did not do so well with John Carter.
You, didn't you kind of like John that movie? Carter?
I did, but the world at large did not.
Oh, there's Mission Impossible 3. Right above Alias. I was looking for it sooner.
Were you starting to say something, Andy?
Yeah, I was asking who did John Carter?
Director of WALL-E. Can't remember his name. Mm. Neither does his agent.
Oh, is that Andrew... Fuck.
Yes, it was Andrew Fuck.
Yes, oh, Andrew Fuck.
Andrew Fuck. He knows how to make a movie.
Unfortunately, his marketing team doesn't know how to market one.
Nope. Andrew Stanton.
Yep.
Thank you, IMDb.
That's what we need, some love and Andrew Stanton.
Yep.
No? No one's going with me on that pun?
Just a little patience.
Nah.
All right.
You're on your own, buddy.
Oh, they're making a fourth Toy Story movie, apparently.
I thought that was just a rumor.
Maybe. IMDb has it as announced as opposed to rumored. But IMDb fucks shit up all the time.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, if they could find a place for Simon Pegg in the new Star Wars trilogy, then he will have been involved in Star Trek, Star Wars, Mission Impossible, Doctor Who, I believe. Yes, Doctor Who. He was a voice in one of the Narnia ones. So he is like just all about geek. Hang on, I just brought a page up. Yes, he was Reepa Cheep in Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Oh, Reepa Cheep!
He's a mouse.
Fucking amazing.
If only we can squirt him into one of those Lord of the Rings before they're done.
He did a voice in one episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars, so now he has been involved in Star Wars.
Hot damn.
Hot damn indeed.
He did it. He can die.
They should also bring Shatner in on Star Wars for no reason at all. Not playing Kirk or anything, just for some reason. Shatner. In fact,
sorry, go ahead.
They should just be at a bar scene, and him and Nimoy should just be in the back having a drink.
I was going to say they should have him in an old folks' home and have him just ranting about, I used to be the captain of the Enterprise. Who's that guy? Crazy, crazy old man.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll probably be better than episode one. And that's really the low bar I've set for myself.
Well, so far, J.J. Abrams has not... I'm trying to think. Maybe I'm speaking too soon. I was going to say, has he introduced any annoying characters that people didn't like?
People are already calling him Jar Jar Abrams.
I don't think he'll have a Jar Jar Binks.
That'd be awesome if the entire second trilogy just focused on Jar Jar Binks. And for some reason, he was a stone-cold badass.
No, like, Jar Jar Binks has, like, a crazy-ass backstory.
He's just been smoking heavily ever since Anakin Skywalker went bad.
He's on the little hollow thing, communication thing with his daughter. Ooh, you must listen to me. You're gonna take it. Misa no have money. Misa have a special skills. Oh no.
Misa nightmare people like you, sir.
I think Jar Jar is going to be the new Bane.
Oh.
Captain here, wonder why you would shoot the man in the fourth running by the blame. I was born in darkness. You only adopt to darkness.
Write it down. This is the first time the character of Jar Jar has brought me any joy whatsoever.
Oh. What other famous movies can Jar Jar go inhabit?
I knew if we picked at this JJ Star Wars thing long enough, we'd hit a comedy vein.
Is Yusa talking to me? Yusa must be talking to me.
You guys are silly.
In addition to seeing Tintin with the kid, we also went and saw on MLK Day, because the kid had school and we had no work, so we took him out of school early and then went to go see a movie because I was home. We saw Rise of the Guardians.
Then
I burped,
how was
apparently.
It?
It was good. It was quite decent.
Isn't that the Jack Frost Christmas movie?
It is.
All right.
It is still in theaters.
Sure. January 20th, first. Why not?
Sure.
People who work in the restaurant industry are just having their holiday parties.
That's the thing. It's actually not a Christmas movie. Like, it's definitely winter, and there is Santa, and there is Jack Frost. But the movie takes place, I think, after Christmas and coming right up on Easter. So it's like a set in the late winter, even though Santa's in there.
Okay.
So,
I'll allow it.
The entire time, I had no fucking clue that Alec Baldwin was playing Santa.
Wow. I've seen the trailer. I wouldn't have had that clue either.
Yeah.
Doesn't he play him as kind of like a Mid-Eastern guy?
Russian.
Close.
Yeah.
Practically
like old,
the same
like
thing.
Old Russian with the big furry hat, and he's got tattoos on his forearm that say naughty and nice, which is kind of badass when they reveal that. It's like, that's funny.
It's badass.
Spoiler!
you see the character, his introduction includes seeing the tattoos on his forearm.
Spoiler!
Fine, spoiler. So yeah, there was lots to like about it. It was definitely well done. Technically and pacing and everything. Wasn't too scary for Drew, although there were a couple of parts that got a little intense. But we walked out and just started my wife and I, wouldn't matter for a kid, we're like, oh shit, that was a big plot hole. Oh shit, that was a big plot hole too. So kind of in retrospect, you know what though? We enjoyed it while it was happening. I'm gonna go back and say, I was thinking back on it, and it had a bunch of plot holes, and that kind of wrecked the movie in retrospect. But no, fuck that. I enjoyed it while I was sitting in there. I enjoyed the movie. Just don't think about it after you walk away.
Is someone having a party?
It's my roommates.
Ah, are they having a party?
No, they're just talking.
They're getting their afternoon drink on.
You shut the fuck up, roommates.
Oof, I think I'm about to get my afternoon drink on this week.
What does that mean?
My company is doing, I guess every year they do some sort of thing where they get the leadership of the company together in Florida for planning and collaboration and whatever. And a whole bunch of people from my team are going to present a bunch of stuff as part of this whole collaboration and everything.
Are you going to present your balls?
I am. I'm going to walk up in front of everybody and present my nicely shorn balls. So I'm going to hop a flight at 9:30 tomorrow to Florida. And I'm super glad I'm taking the 9:30 a.m. flight, because there is nothing like fighting commute traffic on a Monday morning all the way across Atlanta to get to the airport and then deal with Monday morning airport bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I've heard that every year previous, they sent everybody out Sunday afternoon through Sunday evening. And this year, I guess, so there's one less night at the place, they're sending everybody out on Monday morning. But Monday is still a work day. So I'm going to arrive in Florida sometime right around 11. I'm going to get to the place where all this stuff is happening at 11:30. And it's going to be lunch, and then there's going to be shit to do right after lunch. But I'm not complaining because Florida is going to be fucking nice.
Do you want me to like dial 911 and get you a wambulance?
No.
First world problems.
Indeed. I just like, tomorrow morning is going to suck ass. But I'll deal with it.
Oh, man, you are such a trooper, Andy.
I know. I will deal with it to go eat and drink on the company dime for 5 days.
Carry on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
They should nominate you for something.
They should. Can you talk to them? Mocking Andy is fun.
Sometimes he's like, you guys suck. I hate you. You make fun of me all the time.
When do I do that? No, I do. I hate you. It's 1 o'clock. What the fuck are you texting me for?
Yeah, that's my bad. I'm sorry.
I was like, I looked down like my third text. I'm like, oh, this is a group text. Andy is being copied on all these texts.
I thought by now you would turn on Do Not Disturb. Because like that was the one feature like you wanted.
Yeah, but can you schedule it?
Yes.
Maybe I just haven't dug into it enough.
Wait, it's schedule it? Wouldn't you just turn it on?
Well, but you can just have it turn on automatically, so you don't have to go in and do it.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, under notifications, you can have it say, I want Do Not Disturb to go from one time, from a certain time to a certain time. The only weird thing, though, is like you cannot say turn it off during the weekends. I mean, it seems like you should be able to do that, but for whatever reason, they didn't include that feature.
Yeah, I'd really like it if it was hooked up to my calendar. So, like, if I was in a meeting, it would just switch on Do Not Disturb.
That would be cool, too. I mean, that's another feature. But yeah, for now, it's just like you can just say every day, 10 p.m. I have mine going, stop, give me notifications at 10 p.m. and then start again at like 6 a.m. or 7 a.m.
I think that's a good idea. I think I'm about to do that.
And you can set it so it will, you'll still get calls. Like you can set it so like, I think only certain people or something, but like I just have it like, I figure if someone's calling me at like, in the morning, it's probably, middle of the night, it's probably important.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but there is somebody in Gilroy that's got a number similar to the number that I brought over with me. And they've got a bunch of idiot friends that don't know how to dial. Because I'll get voice messages where it's like my voice on the greeting. It's like, hey, you've reached Andy, leave me a message, blah, 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 blah. And then the person's like, Frank, pick up the phone. Frank, pick up the phone. It's like, first of all, unless this is a physical answering machine, and I don't know many people that even still have those things, your voice is going nowhere except into a computer. Second of all, the greeting said, you've reached Andy. Idiot.
Maybe this person was coincidentally also named Andy.
No, because the person they were asking for to pick up the phone, not Andy.
Maybe the person lived with Andy.
Maybe. Could be. But you know what? I still choose to judge them. So... you stop nothing. You hear me, Tim?
Huh?
Fair enough. Yes.
Frank, pick up the phone.
Answer
God
the telephone.
Damn it, Frank. Call all your
telephone.
Friends. Dear Frank, please tell your friends they're idiots.
I can't. I can't. It won't.
I can't. They never get a hold of me.
I didn't think I had friends anymore.
Answer your telephone. That was a fun little album.
Noah is referring to David Cross's album, of which I don't remember the title.
No, neither do I.
All right, good luck finding it.
You said people gonna die?
Well, listen to all the albums by David Cross until you hear something we just referenced.
Yes, do that. And then when you hear it, say, aha!
That was not worth 4 days of my time.
Probably not.
Sure it was. It's David Cross. That's a funny motherfucker.
He's all right. He's a little angry for my liking a lot of the time.
I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson has a radio show / podcast called Star Talk, which I now subscribe to. He had Janine Garofalo on. Holy shit. Even if I agree with her, so I just want to be like, fuck it. No. Yes, Koch brothers. I'm for them now just because you're annoying. She's just so angry. Like picking fights with him and shit. I'm like, fucking, it's science. You can't pick fights with science.
Wait, he was picking fights with Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, because he was playing an interview he did with this Republican senator, and she was angry at him for not calling him out on stuff.
Like, you know what, bitch? How about you get your own podcast and call him out?
Yep.
Exactly.
See how many of them come on.
Yeah, no one's going to come on your show because all you do is yell at people.
She's not a bitch,
unless,
though,
of course,
you know,
you're touring and need an opening act, in which case that show was amazing. Best bit of podcasting I've heard in ever.
Oh, Tim.
Yeah?
You just suck up.
Yeah.
That's why I love you.
Is that why? You just love my doggy style.
For one of many reasons. I don't know what that means.
I don't either. Shall we cut it early? Andy's got shit to do.
All right, yeah,
and I think we've run out of shit to say.
We do sort of seem to be jibber-jabbering. Sometimes less is more.
Now we said jibber-jabber.
Sometimes work meetings go on way too fucking long. Because, like, people just, like, I will see the manager just about to be like, okay, and call the meeting, and then someone will say something, and then I'll set someone else off, and then it'll die down. And they fucking do it again. I'm like, will you people shut the fuck up? Some of us need to work out, and I know you fat fuckers aren't doing it.
I thought you were talking about, like, going back to your job. Nope. I need to go to the gym. Gotta work on this.
I got a class I paid $20 for. These are my first world problems, okay?
Look, these abs don't get fabulous on their own. Certainly aren't getting fabulous in this fucking meeting, all right? So wrap it up.
Well, it's just annoying because it's not really pertinent to work, and it's just like, really? I don't need to hear this. Like,
I hate when people belabor the same point in a meeting over and over again. Like, everybody has to say their same 2 cents on it, just phrased slightly differently. Yes, yes, we all get it. Third quarter was bad. Thank you for all saying it a different way. Now, kindly, take your fist, shove it down your throat until you pop out your own asshole.
Reverse fist yourself.
Oh, am I the only one who said that in a meeting?
You may be, Tim. You may be.
The elusive outfist.
All right.
So, what are they doing it like?
You start doing it.
This week, Misa hate people no give JJ chance.
Remember, never trust a MacBook.
Don't you mean
bears repeat?
You should never trust a MacBook. Okie dokie. Thanks for listening to Tankcast. We're not on iTunes anymore, so you can't subscribe to us. You gotta go to tankcast.com to get our RSS feed and put it in your iTunes subscriber monkey. And then if you go to tankcast.com, that's where our blogs are, that's where our Twitter feed link is, it's where our Facebook link is, and it's where our store link is. So go to tankcast.com and fuck iTunes. Thanks for listening.
Tankcast. You should install new OS. You should give computer day to realize it needs to rescan all its shit. I bet you it's still doing it.
Your computer's still scanning?
I bet you it is.
Oh, okay.
Enhance. Enhance. That's what they're using. I don't know.
Yeah, midway through the show, I checked the activity monitor, which is like task manager, Tim, and saw that it was in the process of deep scanning my secondary hard drive, which is a Windows
that, like,
hard drive.
For that one.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'll give your computer a deep scanning, Andy. Let me just shove my dick in your CD slot.
I'll deep scan your secondary hard drive, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'll deep scan your secondary, your third, your fourth, 69 hard drive. I'll deep scan the shit out of it.
Okay, 69, you got me beat.
I'll do hard drive to disk drive. You know what I'm talking about? Change lanes on it.
Yeah, give it extra RAM.
You know you ain't supposed to switch the hard drive to disk drive. You get virus that way.
You better have an adapter.
I'll make you show me your 0001000 face.
All right, that's it. You win.
Yep.
Nerd joke for the win.
Silly.